I wake up, my heart pounding. For a moment, I forget where I am, and I think that I'm lying in bed with my husband. There's a distant beeping sound coming from somewhere within the prison that almost sounds like my alarm clock at home. Any moment now, Noel will silence the alarm and stumble in the direction of the bathroom, where he will pee for so long, it's amazing that he has any fluid left in his body when it's over. Then he will crawl back into bed and cuddle with me for a few more minutes before we have to start our days. And then I remember that I'm in a prison cell, all alone, and Noel is dead. The only place he's still alive is in my dreams. The dreams seem to be getting more vivid, which is even more frustrating. I still remember the day Noel and I met at that cafe. And in my dreams, it's like I'm there. I can almost reach out and touch him. I grab the flimsy blanket, trying to cover my body. It must be winter because it's ice cold in the cell. During the winter, it's freezing, and during the summer, it's a sauna. There is no air conditioning whatsoever. Honestly, I'm lucky they give me a toilet and not just a bucket in the corner of the room in which to do my business. I hear a scratching noise from the corner of the room. I can barely see because the lights have been off in the prison since 10 o'clock sharp. I squint into the corner, trying to make out the source of the noise. Sure enough, it's a rat. It's a big one, too. Much bigger than the rats I used to see on the outside. It's so big that it almost looks like a mutant rat from some sci-fi TV show who might also do karate. Do rats bite humans? There was a time when I would have Googled this information, but I can't do that anymore. I don't have access to the internet. So I just have to lie here in bed and wonder if the giant rat is going to kill me.